That's the dream of many Jamaicans, to own their own home. The dream recently became reality for several residents of Majestic Gardens in St. Andrew. Delivering on the commitment of ensuring that more Jamaicans achieve the goal of home ownership, the National Housing Trust, NHT, handed over 48 two- and three-bedroom units in the community. Shanika Thompson is among the newest homeowners in Majestic Gardens. At age 22, she is actually the youngest recipient among the group.
As the youngest recipient of one of these homes, it is quite a difficult task to fully articulate the significance of this achievement. This is an opportunity for me and my family and I to improve our life. We will now have individual bedrooms.
Shanika Thompson was a co-applicant with her mother. She received one of 48 housing units under phase one of the development, which consists of 16 three-bedroom and 32 two-bedroom apartments constructed at a cost of $172 million.
I will no longer be afraid or embarrassed to invite a friend to visit because I'm terrified they might ask, "Can I use your restroom?" Or simply, do not want them to know where I live. If and when asked for proof of address, I will not be able to furnish several utility bills. I will no longer have to worry that there might not be sufficient power to iron my clothes to go to work tomorrow because we will have electricity. And I am sure that majority who is from Majestic can testify to that.
Beneficiary of the Majestic Gardens housing development, Shanika Thompson. Two of the 48 units are reserved for residents of the community who are public sector workers. The housing development is equipped with drying yards, car parks, garbage enclosure, two-day reserve water supply in a ground level tank, common area lighting, and play area for children. Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Andrew, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, has congratulated the beneficiaries on their efforts to qualify for the units.
The beneficiaries satisfied the criteria laid down by the NHT and had the requisite payments. They're not for free. The people worked hard. They paid their NHT contribution and they are prepared to pay their mortgage. They were able to meet their repayment requirements, whether individually or with a co-applicant.
She has urged the NHT to break ground for phase two of the project, which will deliver a further 48 units before the end of the financial year. The NHT will be ensuring that communities are developed through its housing projects going forward. Several agencies such as the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Urban Development Corporation, and the Social Development Commission are partnering with the Trust to restart community development programs, which will replace the Inner City Housing Program.
Going forward, cost and affordability will be even greater watchwords as we collaborate with the other agencies to make Majestic Gardens the subject of a comprehensive redevelopment program. Critical to this redevelopment is a redesign of our structures to make them more cost-effective, to build and more affordable than they were before.
Chairman of the National Housing Trust, Easton Douglas. The Majestic Gardens housing project is in keeping with the government's strategic priority of achieving effective social inclusion by broadening opportunities for housing solutions and home ownership.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.